This is Only a Game. I'm Karen Given. And this is an exciting week because I'm joined in the studio by two of my colleagues at WBUR. Could you both please introduce yourselves?
Hi, my name is Ben Brock Johnson, and we are two cubicles away from each other.
I'm Amory Sievertson. We're like diagonally a cubicle across from each other, and we're the co-hosts of the Endless Thread podcast.
Okay, so what is the Endless Thread podcast?
I don't know. No, it's a show that we make about the vast, amazing ecosystem of online communities that make up this website called Reddit.
And the great thing about it is you don't need to know a thing about Reddit to like what we do, because we find the great stories on Reddit and bring them to you, like this one.
So my name is Jared Wells. I'm originally from Utica, New York, and right now I'm working over at Appliance Factory and trying to become a pro bodybuilder.
Being a pro bodybuilder, what I think of is like basically you get paid to go to places and put oil on your body and flex under bright lights. That's what I think.
I used to think the same thing, I'm not gonna lie.
Jared started his quest to become a bodybuilder pretty recently, actually. He's still bulking up, as they say. Can you describe what you look like now?
So I'm about 150 pounds. My arms really aren't that big. They're getting there. My thighs are still kind of thin. I still I've got some pretty decent calves, and then ripped abs, and then I'm building my chest up.
Do you have like a target weight, target like circumference of your bicep or something?
No target circumference or anything like that. But I would like to be at least. My goal weight is 180.
180.
Yeah,
that's my goal weight too. But I'm 30 pounds heavier than that.
Hey, man, we're both 30 pounds away, so.
Hell yeah, I'll meet you in the middle.
Sounds like a deal.
If you think Jared's size and weight sounds a little small for your average bodybuilder, you're not wrong.
This is partly because Jared's new to bodybuilding, but also because it's been a big year of transformation for him.
January of last year, I weighed 117 pounds, and I'm just about 6'1". So as you can imagine, that's not very good. I was kind of looking at death's door. My lung function had fallen severely. My mom and I kind of been planning for the worst. We had talked to the doctors about hospice, kind of had been thinking about that, but I looked my mother in the eye and kind of told her that that might be something I want to set up, a will, hospice, the whole nine.
Jared has cystic fibrosis.
And I'll be honest, I didn't know a lot about this disease, but Jared has lived it pretty much for 22 years since he was born.
So cystic fibrosis is a degenerative genetic disease that affects the lungs and sometimes the pancreas or digestive system. We have a hard time clearing mucus out of our lungs. So it builds up and can cause infections and make it very hard to breathe, kind of clog it all up. And eventually some people have the digestive issue where the mucus can just kind of cover, the digestive tract and make it really hard to absorb the nutrients that most people would.
Despite this, Jared says that thanks to his mom and his older brother, he had a pretty quote-unquote normal childhood. He went to school, hung out with his friends, pretty typical.
Not so typical, the medications and time-consuming treatments that he had to keep up with every day. Enzymes to help him absorb the nutrients in his food. Nebulizers.
I also have a machine called a vest, which is literally a machine that pumps air into a vest, fills it up, and then vibrates it very quickly to help break up that mucus to make me cough it out.
As you might imagine, this stuff can get pretty tiring. And last January, Jared was freaking tired.
After so many years, I was kind of just sick of it. Even if I did everything right, I felt like I was still going to get sick, and I was just prolonging the inevitable. And I kind of just let myself go. I kind of just decided to enjoy my life to the fullest instead of doing what I need to do to prolong it.
Translation, instead of doing his treatments, Jared would go hang out with his friends. He started drinking a little bit more. He started sleeping more.
Which doesn't seem like a big deal on the surface, but when you have cystic fibrosis, backing off of the fight starts to turn into a death sentence. And Jared knew that. He just thought he was ready for it. One day after a doctor's visit, he had the talk with his mom about setting up his will and preparing for hospice, preparing to die.
I think it was maybe the very next day, my lung function had dropped so much that I was practically suffocating myself. I just remember calling my mom, saying that we need to go to the hospital, and then being in a wheelchair, finally getting admitted into the hospital. And I remember coming out of that, saying to myself, like, there's got to be more. And something just clicked that said, I'm not ready yet.
This is when Jared decided to do something totally out of character for him, and especially out of character for someone with his disease. He had this friend from town. The friend's dad ran a bodybuilding gym in Utica, and that friend invited Jared to come work out sometime, if he wanted.
So one morning, pretty soon after he decided he didn't want to die after all, Jared hit the gym. But this was not your so-called sports club with, you know, cucumber water and a sauna.
So it's a super old school bodybuilding gym.
Yeah.
There is no windows, only a few skylights, and then we have one big garage door to open. Walls are concrete with like paint chipping on them. There's a wall of all the people that have trained there that have gone pro. And then of course you got all the old school bodybuilders and women bodybuilders with the, you know, the sign frame photos.
So, like, what did you do on your first day?
I definitely followed my friend around like a little puppy.
What's your friend's name?
Vinny Donnelly.
Vinny Donnelly. Okay, mm-hmm. You and Vinny.
So we did a decline bench press. I was only doing the bar, but, you know, you got to start somewhere.
Was there a moment that, like, clicked for you? Were you like, oh, yeah, this is it. This is my jam. I'm going to do this now.
Not really. to be honest, I was thinking it was going to be couple times and then kind of quit, but I don't know what it was. I just started going every day, and, you know, after Mr. Donnelly, Vinny's dad, I kind of wanted to take me on as a project. Everybody looked at me and said, well, you're not getting out of this now.
All right, wreck it. Come on, Jared, own it. Pull, pull, pull. Hold it. Nice job.
Jared says Mr. Donnelly is about 6'3", a pretty massive guy.
He is very hard of hearing, so sometimes you gotta, like, scream in his ear. But, you know, you ask him any questions about bodybuilding, he's more than happy to help anyone. He's just that kind of guy.
Mr. Donnelly had actually trained with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Lou Ferrigno in Venice Beach, so there's some legit bodybuilding pedigree there. And he saw something in Jared. Partly attendance. They'd train at 6 a.m. every day, because Jared wasn't really into having an audience. And there were fewer people there to stare at Jared, who was frail and pale and honestly didn't look like he could lift much of anything.
I would have to say it was probably like 2 or 3 weeks down the road when I started actually having energy, and I put on, you know, 5 pounds of weight, and I was like, this is amazing. This is exactly where I wanted to be.
In the first 3 months, Jared put on 35 pounds.
And that's not even the best part of it. My lung function, it jumped up to about what it was 3 years ago, which was kind of unheard of. Typically with cystic fibrosis, when you lose that substantial amount of lung function, it's very, very hard to get it back. And I kind of done that what seemed impossible.
Since then, Jared has had a pretty mind-blowing journey, and all in the last year. Eventually, somebody caught wind of his story on Facebook and posted pictures and Jared's story to Reddit. It blew up, just like Jared had. Then came more posts with pictures of Jared at the gym and captions like, "Jared didn't take today off, did you?" He basically became his own meme.
What do you make of that? What do you think of all these strangers just kind of oohing and aahing over your what you've made of your life?
I never would have expected in a million years for people to be so impressed or, you know, motivated or inspired by what I've done.
Jared says the whole thing, his work at the gym and the results he's had, the training under Mr. Donnelly, and the Reddit reaction has him thinking about the future in a way he hasn't before.
I can kind of take control of my life again.
Since he started bodybuilding, Jared has taken big steps. 9 months of heavy training in Utica after years of not training at all. He recently moved away from home to Denver, a drier city where he can breathe better. He also has that new job in an appliance factory. He is even considering becoming a motivational speaker.
If I can inspire someone to take control of their life or, you know, do something more with their life, that's everything. And then being able to show my mom that everything she did when I was younger is not going to waste.
Was it hard for her when you moved?
Not really. She was really excited to get me out of Utica.
That is not what I was expecting you to say.
Me neither.
I mean,
let the door hit your butt.
I mean, the day of, she got very emotional, and I'm not going to lie, that was probably the first time I've seen her cry when I left.
And recently, Jared competed in his first bodybuilding competition.
Number 13, Jared.
Come on, Jared!
You know, you're expecting to go in there, kind of have to look tough, act tough, and then everybody's just as friendly as can be, and it's like, oh, well, this is definitely not what I expected.
How'd he do? In both classes he competed in, he hit top 5. Not bad. Not bad at all.
Amory Sievertson and Ben Brock Johnson are the co-hosts of the WBUR podcast Endless Thread. We'll have photos of Jared Wells before and after his transformation at onlyagame.org.